This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 21st, 2023. Right at the top of the broadcast, a Field Day follow-up reminder. The deadline for 2023 Field Day entries is 2059, Universal Coordinated Time on Tuesday, July 25th. As of Thursday, July 20th, 4,056 entries have been received. Participants are reminded to check the status of their entries at arrl.org/fielddayentriesreceived to ensure they are complete. If the status is in pending documents, one of the required supporting documents still needs to be submitted. ARRL staff is working on entering the paper Field Day entries and have been sent to HQ. Once those are completed, they will appear on the entries received page. So make sure you have your entries in for Field Day 2023. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARIS, in cooperation with ARRL, plans to carry out a special slow-scan TV experiment from the ISS on Wednesday, July 26, 2023. During the event, the Columbus Module Repeater, transmitting at 437.800 MHz, will carry a message to be received by teachers attending the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology Professional Development class. The pass will be over the Mid-Atlantic and New England area, with transmission scheduled to begin at 20:05 Universal Coordinated Time and end at 20:20 Universal Coordinated Time. If necessary, a backup window is scheduled from 21:40 Universal Coordinated Time to 21:55 Universal Coordinated Time. Radio enthusiasts are welcome to download the message and follow along with the event, but it is asked that all hands refrain from using the repeater for voice contacts during the event. This is a special experiment conducted through ARIS and ARRL. After the experiment has concluded, normal operations of the repeater should resume in voice mode only. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is a donor-funded professional development program designed to help classroom teachers elevate their STEM programs through the use of wireless technology. As a part of the ARRL Education and Technology Program, several sessions are conducted each year, and the program now continues to grow. The next scheduled ARIS contact is with scouts at Camp William B. Snyder in Prince William County in Virginia. That contact is scheduled for Friday, July 21st, 2023 at 1754 Universal Coordinated Time. ARIS, by the way, is a cooperative venture of International Amateur Radio Societies and the space agencies that support the ISS. In the United States, participating organizations include NASA's Space Communications and Navigation Program, that's SCAN, the ISS National Laboratory, Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. ARRL is treating a petition before the Federal Communications Commission to allow data communications on multiple bands between the HF 2 and 25 MHz range with up to 20 kW as a subject of concern for its members and the greater amateur radio service. ARRL laboratory staff are studying the matter from a technical standpoint, including analysis of transmitted signals potentially interfering with amateur radio communications on amateur radio spectrum. The results from this expert review are being finalized and will inform ARRL's filed comments on the matter. ARRL has heard from many members and other licensed radio operators who share interest and concern about this petition. Read more about our efforts at ARRL.org. ARRL CEO Dave Minster, NA2AA, was interviewed recently on the W1DED in Maine YouTube channel. In the nearly hour-long chat with host Kevin Thomas, Minster shared quite a bit about things going on at ARRL. He talked about the culture within the organization, the impact social media has on amateur radio, and how he approaches listening to members. The pair also covered the results of the recent ARRL dues survey. The channel started when Thomas was trying to get back into the hobby. I did what hams have been doing forever, he said. I reached out to other hams to ask questions. Then I realized I should be recording the conversations because of the perspective that might be useful, said Thomas. You can read more on this story and get the link for that YouTube video at ARRL.org. Summits on the Air, SOTA in North America, has three events scheduled between August 4th and August 7th, 2023. The Colorado 14er annual event will run from August 4th through the 7th. The SoCal SOTA Fest in Southern California will run from August 4th through the 6th. And the Pacific Northwest Not Quite 14er event will run from August 5th through the 6th. And that includes climbers in Washington and Oregon. SOTA is an award scheme for radio amateurs that encourages portable operation in mountainous areas. It provides opportunities for summit climbers, known as activators, to scale some of the highest peaks in North America and contact amateur radio stations locally and around the world. Many different frequencies and modes will be used during the August event, but the recommended 2-meter FM frequencies have been changed to 146.58, 146.55, and 146.49 megahertz to align with the use of the North American Adventure frequency for SOTA, 146.58 megahertz. Operation is also permitted on select HF frequencies. The national simplex frequency, 146.52 megahertz, may also be used. Each event website provides a list of operating frequencies, and all amateur radio operators and shortwave listeners are invited to participate. Read more about SOTA at their website and more on this story at ARRL.org. A HabGab and Stratoscience balloon launch is scheduled for July 22, 2023. HabGab 2023 is a special STEM event for the ham radio community in the New England area, and it is in partnership with the New England Weather Balloon Society and the SciTech Amateur Radio Society. It features the launch of a high-altitude balloon equipped with three payloads, including amateur radio transmitters, a video transmitter, and science and engineering projects by students from the Stratoscience Lab at New England SciTech and Benjamin Franklin Classical Charter School. The Stratoscience Lab is a class taught by Max Kendall, WOMXX, and Seth Kendall, KC1PZY. That balloon can carry, by the way, a payload of up to 2,000 grams. That's just over 70 ounces. A crossband UHF-VHF repeater will allow for a 2 to 3 hour one-time event for hams around the New England area. All amateur radio operators, though, are invited to contact the repeater during the balloon's flight. That balloon will be transmitting live video on 1.2 gigahertz and live streaming on YouTube from the ground station at New England SciTech. In the event of bad weather, July 23rd is the alternate date for that launch. HabGrab 2023 has been made possible by a grant from ARRL, and you can read more at ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has checked in with his weekly AMSAT reminder. Bruce reminds us that voting is now open for members of AMSAT to elect this year's board members. Running for a seat on the board are Barry Baines, WD4ASW, Jerry Buxton, N0JY, Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, Zach Metzger, A0ZGO, and Frank Karnaskis, N1UW. Four seats are available, plus one alternate. Elections remain open through September 15th. The new board will meet just before the AMSAT Annual Symposium in October. So if you are an AMSAT member, please log into your account on launchamsat.org and cast your ballots. Thanks, Bruce, for the report. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including July 19th through July 25th, South Dakota, W1AW/0, and South Carolina, W1AW/4. On July 26th through August 1st, Rhode Island, W1AW/1, and Indiana, W1AW/9. Some upcoming contests that might interest you. On July 21st, it's the NCCC Ritty Sprint. That's digital. Also on the 21st, the NCC Sprint. That's CW. July 22nd, it's the ARAM 50 MHz contest, CW and phone. July 22nd through the 30th, it's the Maidenhead Mayhem contest. That's CW, phone, and digital. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions on July 29th, the CVARC 2023 HamFest. That's hosting the ARRL Pennsylvania State Convention in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. On July 29th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and HamFest. That's in Sutton, West Virginia. And on August 11th through the 13th, the 2023 ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention. That's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And finally this week, thanks to the Pleasant Valley Amateur Radio Club in Ventura, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.